You think about it, and I'll call you back one day after the war.
Okay.
Thank you. And we'll meet in that little cafe in Antwerp, Belgium. And to the Republic for which it stands, thank you very, very much. I had a whole bunch of little humor stories here. As I look on them, I keep thinking, do I dare even say anything about them? Or are they really kind of silly? Let's see. Here's one from Tony Nesbitt leaves me a whole bunch of these little funny stories, and next to them he puts little marks in it, like read. Okay, here's one from Asuncion, Paraguay. Right away, you don't want to hear the story because how many people you know have been to Asuncion, Paraguay? So it seems like a dream come true for a couple engaged to be married in December, a winning lottery ticket. But the dream has turned into a nightmare for Gabriela Correa and Jose Martinez of Paraguay. And you're asking, why is that winning lottery ticket turned into a nightmare? You're kind of excited to know that, aren't you? They bought the lottery ticket October 16th. They won $75,000 on the 17th, and by the 18th, they were fighting over the money. The unhappy pair, they've taken their squabble to court. A judge has ordered the lottery to withhold the money pending his ruling, and so as a result, the engagement is off. I didn't think that was a terribly funny story. I cannot imagine a couple that's planning to get married, they win the lottery, and they can't, I mean, don't they, I mean, isn't it the money that belongs to both of them? Isn't that kind of the partnership that you become involved in when you get married? Hold on just a minute. I think that's a stupid story, and if I don't do this, you know what's going to happen? Somebody in the morning is going to pick it up, and they're going to say it on the air, and I don't want them to do that. Okay. Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. I want desperately to hear from you.
Leather-trimmed seats, leather-wrapped steering wheel, a sleek aerodynamic profile, alloy wheels. We know what you're picturing. Expensive European sport coupe. That is the old picture. Here's the new picture. A special edition Chrysler Concorde LX with the luxury appearance package. With its leading-edge cab-forward design, 24-valve V6 engine, and fully independent touring suspension system, the Chrysler Concorde LX is the picture of sport handling. And its leather-trimmed seating, not for four, but for six, with a spacious, dual-powered, split front bench seat, leather-wrapped steering wheel, alloy wheels, and automatic temperature control make Concorde LX the picture of luxurious style. And now it's available as a special value for a limited time. For information about Chrysler Concorde LX with the luxury appearance package, the new picture of exhilarating luxury, call 1-800-4A-CHRYSLER. Chrysler Concorde, what's new in your world?
Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. We're pretty well set for people who will be playing the birthday game, or as we sometimes call it with great affection, the dumb birthday game, and that'll come in after 2 o'clock. But if you want to, actually, it's very quiet now. All the lines are open. And I can take one or two calls between now and 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you get a chance to call right now, that'd be kind of fun. Whatever it is you would like to talk to me about, I'd love to talk to you about it. And thank you very much. And in the meantime, I'm looking over this thing here. Remember I told you I didn't think libertarians had a sense of humor at all? The Libertarian Party. There's a guy named Brown who's running as the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. But anyway, here's a candidate of the Libertarian Party who does have a sense of humor. His name is Jay Rutledge, and he's running for Congress down in Virginia. And he's running a parody of those phone sex commercials. I don't know if you ever call one of those phone sex numbers. A radio spot. He's not calling the phone sex numbers, but his commercials parody that kind of thing. He has a radio spot that features a breathy female calling herself Candy, and she gets close to the phone and the microphone when she's recording this, and a lot of oohs and ahs and really sexy sounds. and she urges male callers to talk about their fantasies. Except the kind of fantasies she's talking about are fantasies like tax cuts. I think this is very clever. And other things that that the libertarians are very big on. Rutledge says his ad is amusing, and it makes a point, too. And he says the promises of Republicans and Democrats are nothing but political fantasies. I think that sounds kind of funny. I wish I knew what the number was. No, I guess they're not numbers. He just a parody on them, but they're actually radio commercials. I'd love to play one and see what it sounds like. Ann in Lexington. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Ann. How are you doing?
Very good. I was trying to figure out a way that I could play something for you. I don't know what the legalities are, but and this is not really the right night, but I picked up this ridiculous cassette at the supermarket the other night, and they have CDs also, and it's Halloween sounds, and there are about four different ones. The first one, the date on the cassette says 1991, and, you know, there's 92, 93, 94, and so forth. So, and really, it's the silliest thing you've ever heard. And I think that, you know, a couple of 13-year-old boys got together in a garage kind of thing and just made up these tapes. And this one has Ghosts in the Graveyard, Screams from Beyond, and the screams are really great.
Yeah. Do you have a record player nearby?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you try a little bit of it,
okay,
and keep the phone up close to the speaker, okay?
I will. I'm kind of in the middle of the second side. I'm not sure which this is, so I'll just put it down where I am, okay?
Excellent.
Yeah, okay, hold on a second.
Okay, these are this is your offstage announcer. These are the sounds of Halloween. We're not allowed to play music and stuff, but maybe we're not even allowed to play this, but let's play it anyway. What the heck?
Tell me if it's too loud.
No, it won't be too loud because we can control the volume here.
What?
We can control the volume just to hold the phone there.
Okay. That's the Hungry Ghouls. You can hear the slobbering Hungry Ghouls.
You know what's good about that? We'll hold back on the rest because we're getting closer to news time.
Yeah.
But there was a house at one time in the town that I live in. It was pretty rural, and there were one or two developments where there were houses fairly close together. And that's where kids would go for trick-or-treating. If they came out to where I live and stuff, they'd be walking up, 100 feet of, or 100 yards of driveway, and the houses were not close together and all that. And one of these houses, they had sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
They rigged up a PA system on their front porch and put skeletons and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were really welcoming the kids to come do their trick-or-treating. And it was such a great pleasure. They really got into the spirit of it, and a lot of what they played over the PA system was a lot of like what you're playing.
Yeah, right. One of the houses in our neighborhood did that, too. This is going back several years. And actually, my kids were scared,
some of them are kind of eerie. Especially if you have a ghost kind of picture,
right,
kind of set up on the porch with an eerie light on it, and these weird sounds. It is kind of, especially little kids,
it is
kind of scary.
Yeah, this is when they were little. But my kids actually went trick-or-treating. For all I know, they're going to go trick-or-treating this Halloween, and one's 25 and one's 28.
Oh, they're still going, huh?
They went trick-or-treating for a long time.
I think that's great. I have to go because we have news coming up.
Talk to you soon.
You're a delight, Ann. Thank you very much. And I hope you all have a great Halloween, of course, which is this coming Thursday night. But right now, what we're going to do, and I just thought of this because I think it's okay, we're going to do the news.
Charlestown, Massachusetts, Sacco and Vanzetti.
The only thing we have to fear is...
The forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations.
Godspeed, John Glenn. We believe that peace is at hand.
Sought a warrant for the arrest of O.J. Simpson.
We are News Radio. WBZ Boston. Matthew McIntyre. If you always wanted to turn back time, now's your chance. This is the night most Americans return to standard time, and the clocks go back 1 hour. In Denver, reporter Paul Reinertsen has a lot of clocks to change.
Okay, we'll start with the VCR. Okay, push menu. Where's the manual for the thermostat? Gotta get the temperature right. The microwave.
The change officially takes place at 2 a.m. local time. For the first time in 18 years, the World Series trophy belongs to the New York Yankees. New York fans at Mickey Mantle's Bar and Restaurant in Manhattan after the Yankees beat the Atlanta Braves 3-2 in game number 6, taking the championship.
It was mass hysteria. People were going crazy, jumping up and down on the stairs, jumping up and down in the bar. People were trying to get through the glass doors to get in. It's never been this bad before.
Mike Daly works at Mickey Mantle's. Yankees owner George Steinbrenner says his team is tough.
They battle. They just are like New Yorkers. That's what New Yorkers are like. They've got a tremendous mental toughness.
This is New York's 23rd title, the most in baseball history. The attorneys for former Atlanta security guard Richard Jewell say they're going to focus on suing news organizations that first identified their client as a suspect in the Olympic Park bombing. Now that a federal prosecutor has written a letter saying Jewell is not considered a target of the investigation. Richard Jewell says he's glad it's over.
It's stuff we've been waiting for, and I wish I could talk to y'all more right now, but I'll speak to everybody Monday.
The government statement ends a 3-month ordeal that saw Jewell go from hero to suspected terrorist. Negotiators for General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are scheduled to resume talks in the morning. They're hoping to avert a strike by the settlement deadline Sunday night. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Don Huff, WBZ News. Good news for MBTA Green Line riders. The T says as of today, service will be brought back, although minor delays can be expected. Service on the line interrupted because of last week's nor'easter. A T spokeswoman says the B, C, and D lines will be operating, and the E line will be running between Lechmere and Northeastern with extra service on the Route 39 bus line between Forest Hills and Back Bay Station on the Orange Line. State Trooper Frank Hughes of Medford is listed in stable condition after surgery for stab wounds suffered in a busted drug deal in Haverhill. Police say Hughes was attacked while rushing to the aid of another trooper who was making the undercover buy. 7 people were arrested in the case. Volunteers and several companies spent yesterday helping hook up 400 more Bay State schools to the Internet. Schools in 140 of the state's 352 school districts are now hooked up. Massachusetts is second to last among the 50 states in this effort. In sports, in National Hockey League action heard on WBZ News Radio 1030 last night, Detroit beat Boston 2-1. College football action yesterday, Syracuse 45, Boston College 17, Rhode Island 38, Boston University 7. Harvard 24, Princeton nothing, New Hampshire 40, Massachusetts 7. Bucknell 38, Holy Cross 7, William & Mary 21, Northeastern 14. Time now to check traffic on the threes, and here's Shayna McConkey.
Don, downtown Boston, no problems on the lower deck, Central Artery Tobin Bridge. State police say the river roads are clear this morning, a minor slowdown at the lights at Leverett Circle. State police in Weston report a smooth ride for Mass Pike travelers, and keep an eye out on Route 128 for work crews in the left lane northbound near East Street and Dedham. Also on Route 128, reports of a possible accident northbound through Reading. Shayna McConkey, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Radio 1030.
Stand by for news from the WBZ News Center.
Hi ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallow.
World's heavyweight champion Joe Louis.
The landing was made in the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force.
Oh, that view is tremendous.
Do you have anything to say in your defense? Boswell has been shot.
I don't want to bus my child to any school.
If an accident has occurred at the Chernobyl atomic power plant.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Time of confidence.
The news you need, the team you trust. WBZ News Radio 1030.
Get that good deal feeling.
What is that good deal feeling?
Getting into my all-new Mitsubishi Galant for the first time.
Why?
I tried Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, and Nissan Altima, but my new 97 Mitsubishi Galant has over 60 improvements.
How did you get that good deal feeling?
Paying just $198 a month for 36 months.
Or buy with no down payment. The 1997 Mitsubishi Galant lets you
get that good deal feeling.
Got low 2.9% financing. I think Mitsubishi wanted to get me financed as much as I wanted to get my new Galant.
Visit your New England Mitsubishi dealer today. Drive a new Galant for just $198 a month or buy with no down payment. And you'll
get that good deal feeling.
We
We did.
Mitsubishi.
The all-new 1997 Galant. $198 a month for 36 months or buy with no down payment. Mitsubishi Galant, built for living. All offers with approved credit. Total lease payment $71.28, $11.48 due at contract. See Saturday's Globe for details.
Lighthouses are to New England what castles are to Europe. Now you can bring the charm and romance of lighthouses to your home. Visit Lighthouse Depot, the world's largest lighthouse gift store. As featured in Yankee Magazine, Lighthouse Depot's two floors of unique gifts fit every budget and every taste. Whether you're looking for a postcard or a six-foot replica for your lawn, you'll find it at Lighthouse Depot. They have limited edition lighthouse collectibles, including harbor lights, jewelry, clothing, prints, and the largest selection of lighthouse books in the world. Want to learn more about lighthouses? Lighthouse Depot is also headquarters of the international monthly magazine Lighthouse Digest, which reaches lighthouse lovers all over the world. This is truly a one-of-a-kind destination you must see for yourself. Less than 1.5 hours north of Boston, Lighthouse Depot is located on U.S. Route 1, minutes off Wells Exit 2 from the main turnpike. Can't make it to the store? Call 1-800-758-1444 for a full-color mail-order catalog. That's 1-800-758-1444.
Suffering from minor arthritis pain? How would you like to turn back the clock to before you had arthritis? Well, today you can get dramatic relief with new Capsaicin HP. Capsaicin HP contains triple strength of the external pain relief ingredient doctors recommend most for temporary relief of minor arthritis pain. Triple strength. In fact, Capsaicin HP is so effective, it actually builds relief every day until it reaches peak pain relief power. And surprisingly, Capsaicin HP gives you all this relief without a prescription. So stop suffering. Get relief. Blessed relief with triple strength Capsaicin HP. It's like turning back the clock to before you had arthritis. Capsaicin HP, with the external pain relief ingredient doctors recommend most, is now available at stores everywhere. Triple strength odor-free Capsaicin HP. Use as directed.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Jim Kosick. Tranquil weather lingers overnight. Go out and view the stars. Low temperatures, well, about 40 degrees in the western suburbs at daybreak, closer to 48 in the city. Now on Sunday, it's going to be a sunny start, partly sunny end. High temperature 66 across the interior, closer to 60 right along the coast. Now Sunday night does turn out cloudy, followed by a couple of showers, low 50 degrees. It's no washout, though. Monday morning, shower to start for the road trip to work. Partly sunny when you're coming home, but I tell you what, you'll remember the gusty winds that day. High temperature at 64 degrees. On Tuesday, it's plenty of sunshine, still a chilly wind, high 55. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Jim Kosek.